When you ask people around the world, what's the thing that most affects their daily lives? A lot of them might say corruption. It's a huge issue in Ukraine. So while the country is battling Russia-backed separatists in the east, it's also fighting another war against corruption. And key to that battle is a new kind of customs official. Nick Schifrin reports from the country's largest port in Odessa.
This is going to be the open customs.
Yes.
So what does that mean, an open customs area or an open customs terminal?
It means the new attitude to business.
26-year-old Yulia Marshevska has never been a customs officer before. She's never been a politician before. But she was appointed as deputy governor in charge of cleaning Odessa's notoriously corrupt customs house.
There are a lot of people with a huge experience who worked in this country after the collapse of Soviet Union. But what did they achieve? What are the results? The most corrupt customs in the Eastern Europe, guys? I don't think that that's something to be proud of.
Odessa's been compared to Chicago under Al Capone, full of mafia and local officials in bed with them. And for decades, the Odessa port facilitated $40 million a month of graft that greased the wheels of power.
The intelligence forces, the police, the prosecutors, all other enforcement agencies, they were free to come.
So arms of law enforcement were becoming tools of corruption, tools
yes.
of the corrupt society.
Yes, yes.
Ukraine's old system was so broken, the new government turned to complete novices untainted by prior politics. Marshevska embodies Ukraine's pro-European ambitions. She's young and became the face of the revolution in Kiev 2 years ago.
I'm the Ukrainian, the native of Kiev, and now I'm on Maidan.
She and her viral video were at the center of the 2014 Maidan Revolution, which toppled a pro-Russian and deeply corrupt government. Her anti-corruption call to arms was viewed almost 9 million times.
We want to be free from the politicians who work only for themselves.
She's quickly discovered winning was easy. Governing is harder.
On Maidan, I thought that everything can be done only with your will and wish to change. And now I understood that it is a huge job to do. It's a huge job,
which is where that open customs area comes in. The U.S. is helping pay for customs workers' retraining and replacing workers susceptible to corruption with computers. Procedures will be simplified to prevent graft. But when you fight corruption, corruption fights back.
For example, all this simplification of procedures faced great resistance and even persecution from the central government.
She accuses the chief Ukrainian customs officer, a member of the central government, of trying to block her reforms by installing spies as her deputies.
Your own boss was sending people to spy on you.
To spy and to control. That's this old practice of a criminal's world when they are sending their people to watch what's happening.
So long as the old elites are still in power, it's not clear whether she can succeed. Her main ally is the local governor, who's even more of an outsider than she is.
This country had unchanged elite for 25 years. These guys, they miserably failed the country. They turned it into the poorest country in Europe.
That's Mikhail Shakashvili. Only a year ago, he was appointed governor of Odessa and granted Ukrainian citizenship in order to fight corruption. He made his name as the president of the former Soviet state, Georgia, fighting Russian President Vladimir Putin. Today, he's still a thorn in Russia's side, but his most pointed criticism is for fellow Ukrainians.
I don't think Putin can defeat Ukraine. I think Ukraine can snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory. It can only defeat itself.
He accuses the politicians who have been running the country of widespread corruption. Last December, in a cabinet meeting, he called the interior minister a thief. That's the sound of the interior minister throwing a glass of water at Shakashvili. For Shakashvili, Ukraine's fight against corruption is just as life and death as the fight on the front lines against separatists.
And what happens if you fail?
Ukraine has no option to fail because it would lead to disintegration of the country.
That disintegration is exactly what customs official Marushevska is trying to prevent.
It's war of past and future, war against corruption, war against this old way of thinking, war against Soviet heritage. And war for a modern Ukraine.
For a modern Ukraine. If she succeeds, she hopes her reforms become contagious to other Ukrainian institutions. But if the old system wins, Ukraine may never get the chance to fix itself again. For the world, Nick Schifrin, Odessa, Ukraine.
Nick's report is supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.